Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The Battle of Shiloh was a devastating American Civil War battle in which both the North and the South suffered heavy losses. But it's also known for the mysterious phenomenon known as Angel's Glow.
What glowed were the soldiers' wounds, which amazingly gave them a better chance at survival. But this mystery wasn't solved until 2001 by high school students.
As the Battle of Shiloh ended, the wounded lay in the muddy field awaiting help. Then, some soldiers noticed their wounds glowing greenish-blue in the dark.
Though perplexed, physicians saw that soldiers whose wounds glowed had lower infection rates and healed faster. Thus, the soldiers coined the term Angel's Glow.
Fast forward 150 years, high school student Bill Martin got interested after touring the battle site. With his mom's help, who's a microbiologist, Bill and a friend began digging for clues.
They first identified bacteria that are bioluminescent, then examined environmental conditions for any that would have been present in Shiloh in 1862. They focused on the bacterium Photoraptis luminescens, which lives inside soil nematodes, which are microscopic worms.
The two have a symbiotic relationship. When the bacteria emits light, it attracts insects, allowing the worm to infect them. Once inside, the worm regurgitates the bacteria into the insect's blood, killing the insect and other toxic microbes present.
This may be what happened with Angel's Glow. Soldiers' wounds became contaminated with the nematodes. The worms likely released their toxins and enzymes, essentially cleaning the wound by killing pathogenic bacteria.
Even though this is not confirmed, it's the best explanation we have thanks to a couple of high school students. You go, guys!
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.